Hey, what is up? It's Todd, and in this episode, well, Santa Claus, he made a surprise visit at the Wirebuzz office. Let me take you along as we do a little unboxing.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey, what is up? What is up? All right, big day at the Wirebuzz office. I noticed that we just got maybe 9, 10, 12 boxes from B&H out of New York City. And B&H, for those that don't know, is like the mecca of video and camera photography. It's like where all the toys live. And no visit to New York City for a nerd like me is complete without a visit over to B&H. But just a moment ago, the FedEx guy arrived with a large cart and a big smile, and he dropped off some boxes, and I'm joined right now by Wirebuzz's director on set, Devo Dresbeck. Devin, what is up?
What is up? Merry Christmas. This is my second Christmas, y'all.
Best day of the year. Yeah, because he's unpacking right now, and let's see. So we've got some things that you're getting. Tell me what you've already taken out. I see our SKB traveling coffin. Tell me what you got here.
So we've only gotten to the packing stuff so far. We have an SKB case, which is a big rolling case, usually filled up with 100 pounds of gear. We got a new think tank.
Before we get to the think tank, though, when you carry this SKB case, and I know from years of carrying it on my own when I one-man banded this company. By the way, I've got two jacked shoulders from this case. Oh, I mean jacked like ripped, but I also mean jacked like Tommy John surgery ain't gonna help me. But I know this case intimately. I know it so well that I'm willing to bet that every time you go into an elevator and there are random people in the elevator, they want to ask you about the body you're moving out in this thing. Do people make weird comments about
it's one of two things. It's either a joke about a dead body, or it's like, are you guys in a band?
Yeah, okay, right. Sometimes I used to tell people it's my harmonica, and right, because it's huge. It's like, you know, it's 4.5 feet. But one day I was coming out of a hospital, because, you know, we do a lot of medical videos. I was coming out of a hospital, and literally, if you can think of like a padre, not like a San Diego padre, but like a legitimate padre in a brown padre outfit, like with a cross around his neck, came out, and we were both at valet, and I was living large, and the car was being pulled around, and the father said to me, I kid you not, okay, I hope you have, he said it with the most loving, peaceful voice, dude, he goes, I hope you have air holes for your victim. And I go, I'm sorry, what did you just say? And he said it again, I hope you left air holes for your victim. And I said, what is your name? And he said, Father Alonzo or Father Alfonso. And I go, I'm going to be praying for you. In my head, I'm like, you sick, twisted a-hole. And, right, but you do get weird comments.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
What do you got down here?
So this is a think tank roller, which is about the size of a backpack, but much more sturdy and holds a lot more camera gear. It's a great, great little travel case.
But like anybody, I already know the answer to this. You don't check this bag, do you?
No. So the think tanks we carry on, and that's where we carry most of our precious stuff, our cameras, our lenses, our data. So just in case we lose the big stuff, the stands, the lights, we can still pull the cameras out and we can shoot something. We can make it happen.
No matter what happens, like if your SKB, which might have your stands in it, maybe some of your lighting stands also, no shows at the airport, you at least have your camera gear, and you've got your memory cards and your batteries and your lens cloths, of course, and you can roll and just rent the other stuff when you get there.
Yep, exactly. And it has happened to where they've lost our gear for about a week, but thank God we had just gotten home. But it does happen.
I've had it happen. Yeah. I mean, I had it happen when I was on my very first shoot. I arrived in San Diego, no equipment. Nothing. And I had like 3 hours before I had to start shooting. And so I had to go to the information desk, look in there. This is how old school I am, Devo.
The Rolodex?
No, they're called Yellow Pages. And I went through the Yellow Pages and I found a rental place, went and picked up equipment. But honestly, it was a destined failure day because I didn't know how to set all their stuff up. And, you know, it's a trick, right?
That's tough.
All right, what else do you got in? Let me see. Let me count. Right. Let me count the boxes. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Shamil, Shamazel, 8 boxes. Nine.
Over here.
Oh, you got Apple boxes.
We finally have Apple boxes.
So who are Apple boxes for?
Todd, they're for you.
Oh, are you kidding?
Sorry. But Todd, we don't have to put you on a Pelican case anymore when we're shooting.
Okay, so in the interest of full disclosure, I'm at, with these shoes on, they're risers. I got them in a catalog. I'm 5'9". And when Devin shot something for Tony Robbins for me, I had to stand. We didn't have an Apple box. What did I have to stand on?
It was a Pelican case. Yeah, because we had to have you higher up against the TV.
Yeah. Devin kept saying, dude, it looks kind of awkward. Like, you're too low for the TV, which is up high. Can we lift you? So for, I don't know, it might have taken us like 4 hours to film this thing, and I'm standing on a Pelican box moving around on there. So he's got like 8, 9 boxes still to open. In your wish list, because clearly Santa didn't think you were naughty this last year. Santa thought you were kind of nice. So what are you expecting to open up today from B&H?
Well, I think we are going to get a lot more grip stuff, which is the maybe not so much exciting stuff. That's more the Apple box stuff. But I'm hoping dearly that we got our new glass. And I can tell you about that if we do. Our new lenses, our new lens set.
Carl Zeiss lenses.
That's right. Zeiss Otis set. So do you want to check in with me in about 10 minutes?
Yeah, I'll check in with you in a couple minutes. And by the way, I had this, you put together your wish list. And I've always impressed with your wish list because you've seen people that have had this job before and the kind of train wreck wish list I've. So I was super happy with that, okay? And then, but I saw that the bulk of the money in the wish list was in lenses. And I smiled. One, in this world, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, you know more about this than I do, right? Even though we've got cameras that go above 4K, people's computers don't, you know, the internet is not really prepared for a 12K world, but every time we've invested in higher professional quality lenses, it's friggin' obvious. And the first time I bought an expensive lens, like a $2,000 Canon lens, and I saw the footage, I was like, wow, we're a legitimate company now, right? It's cool.
It's really cool. And so I will say that these are actual Cine lenses, which is a first for Wirebuzz. So we have really good, we have good glass as it is. We roll with the Sigma Art Series 18-35, 50-100. Great lenses, but they are photography lenses. So these lenses are meant for cinema. So they have they have a declicked aperture, they have a focus ring that fits a gear, and they have a huge focus throw, which means when you spin the focus for shallow to deep focus, it's going to be a 300-degree turn. It's not like a photo glass, which is going to maybe be like a quarter turn to get all the way, so you can get really, really smooth racks for your focus.
Yeah. Speaking of smooth racks, when we were watching the football game yesterday, I was texting Devin about a rig that they were using on the field to provide a really shallow depth of field that just gave it a cinematic look. Anyway, we nerded out on a Sunday via text on, and then really that's a tricky thing because of the lenses, like you had mentioned, that whole focal distance on the lens, you're either spot on or way off. It's a gamble to try to pull that off. That's not an easy thing. The Russian judges would grade that with like a much higher level of sophistication and difficulty to be able to execute. Devo, get back to unwrapping, get back to Christmas. I'll check in with you in a few moments. All right, so I'm sick and tired of waiting for Devin to finish his unwrapping. I'm going to walk on up now and say, hey, Devo, you ready for me?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So what? Ooh, that's pretty sweet. What do you got? Tell me what this is first before you tell me what's in there.
So we got a Matthews Road flag set, 2x3, which is more grip stuff. We got a new teleprompter, which we desperately needed. And we got, I think that's it, except for our new Zeiss Otis lens set.
Let's get to the Zeiss Otis in just a second. Okay. But first, let's talk about this teleprompter kit. Now, the teleprompter kit goes on most shoots with you. See or no?
No.
Oh.
I would say no.
Okay, so when do you use it?
We use it when we need a script for our talent on screen, and maybe they need to hit certain talking points. We just need to make sure that they give us the exact messaging that we need.
All right, cool. And it goes in there. We also use the teleprompter from time to time here when we're creating our own videos, when the material needs to be specifically on point. Typically, if you have it your way, are you going to get a more stiff, controlled person on a teleprompter than somebody who's more natural and connected to their emotion or to their heart?
It really matters who is talking. I've seen it both ways. I've seen some people get on teleprompter. They can't think a thought for the life of them. So they need that script right in front of them. And then I've seen the opposite, where people just really open up when they aren't having to read words and they can just kind of go off the dome.
Yeah. So we recently did a shoot in a borrowed studio. And one of the people, there were two that were on camera, I had a conversation with recently, and they even brought it up during the shoot that they were struggling reading off of a moving teleprompter, which it takes a little bit of practice. In another episode, I'll give some tips on how to do that. But now over here, you've got your Zeiss lenses.
Yep.
This is a nice case. It's like a Pelican case. It's all padded. It looks pretty legit. Like, it's not janky, right?
No,
like,
it's made for it.
It's made for
cutouts,
it. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me what kind of lenses you've got here.
Okay, so we have a 3-lens set, and these are the Zeiss Otis lenses. So we have a 28, a 55, and a 85, I believe.
Beautiful.
Roughly. Yeah, and these lenses are just fantastic glasses. Zeiss is just, they're perfectionists. I mean, these are going to have zero chromatic aberrations, which, for those of you that don't know, that's kind of the weird color fringing you get sometimes on cheaper lenses. You see like a magenta or a bluish, greenish kind of outline to certain things. So these have zero of that. They don't have any focus breathing, which you'll see on cheaper lenses when you focus in or out. It looks like it's almost zooming in or zooming out, and that's an undesirable look. So these have virtually no focus breathing, and it's just immaculate glass, and it definitely costs like immaculate glass costs.
I know when I saw the price, I was like, oh, that's legit, right? Yeah. Well, that's beautiful. And then tell me how you would pack something like this. Would something like this go in? It's inside of a case mm-hmm. already. Is that a carry-on? Is that a...
This is probably in the carry-on section.
Right.
I would probably put it inside of my suitcase and then carry that on.
You know, we went to... You weren't on this trip, so you don't know this story, but when we went to, where the hell were we? Amsterdam. We brought a drone with us. And little did we know that by the time I carried that thing on all the flights. And little did we know that when we got there, the city was going through a major discrepancy on drone. We didn't even get to use the thing, didn't come out of the box. Nobody was excited about us having a drone, but it is funny when you do travel with these things, they become part of you. And you got your Apple boxes, and then what do you got in this right here? In this,
so yeah, these were the road flags. So okay. These are little 2x3 flags, and they're customizable. So you can put a black flag on it to flag out light. You can put a silk on it to make it softer, or a reflector, silver lame side. Kind of reflecting. So they're just universal flags.
And you've got some sandbags over
here. Yes, shot bags, actually.
Right.
Which is, so the sandbags we've had, we filled ourselves, and I cannot tell you how much sand is everywhere in my car, in my trunk.
Really?
So I thought we'd just spring and get some professional shot bags, which have little shot pellets in them.
Okay, now, do you travel with those?
No, these, you don't really travel with sandbags because the weight to, they're not necessary for the amount of weight. That's something that you want to rent because you rent them, they're $2 to rent each.
Yeah. And they deliver them in many cases.
Yeah.
And so,
yep.
Okay, cool. Is that basically...
Yeah, that's the haul.
That is it.
It's not everything, but that's about 75% of our gear, I believe.
But he's got over here, and I'm looking at it, receipts that are literally... This is 2 feet. This is 4 feet.
It's all the same one. But,
oh, it is? Yeah. It's 4 copies. Okay. So instead of there being 8 feet of receipt for these little items, okay, it's just 4 copies. Devin, thank you for being nice, not naughty. Thank you for Santa delivering you the goods.
Yeah, thanks to Santa.
And where are you going in this crazy world in the coming weeks or months?
I do not know yet. But there are a lot of shoots in the pipeline. I think it's a lot of up in the air.
This, normally Devin would do 50 flights a year. He would regularly be our annual Superman Award winner, who's had the most flights in a year. But this year, Superman got hit with a little kryptonite. How many flights roughly would you guess you did? And you don't have to look it up. Oh, he's going to look it up.
I'm curious.
He's going to look it up. He just grabbed his phone.
I still hit A-list, so I was happy about that.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I don't know.
Maybe 1/5.
So I would say I do 35 trips a year. I would say about a third. Because we really picked up at the very end of the year.
Yeah.
Did a lot of trips.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, he's Devin Dresbeck joining me on the Toddcast, talking about all the good things. And for some reason, he brought up the Apple box on the podcast. We're going to have a talk about that after Devin. I'm just kidding. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks, Devin.
Thank you.
And we'll bring you the latest information. What's going on around here? Oh, there's some big news happening on around here. You'll get that in a coming episode, but there's some big changes happening at the Wirebuzz office. More on that as we proceed ahead on Video Marketing Mastery. Peace.